On a mission to reign supreme, the Dragons went into battle with the Warriors once again to become Varsity Champions for the sixth year. 16 teams, 8 games, only one winner. Let the battle commence. This is Smoke Radio at Varsity 2017.
We're here at UWSU Varsity 2017. The men's football second team have just absolutely destroyed West London 8-0. The next game up is women's football. It's been a pretty 50-50 start so far. Chances for both sides. The main chance coming for UWSU down on the other, at West London's end. And it was a shot down towards which the goalkeeper absolutely just spilled, but we just couldn't get the goal. So it's 0-0.
UWSU Women's Football.
Okay, so the whistle has just been blown for half time. Unfortunately, the score at the minute 3-1 to UWL. Don Betts, our varsity veteran, what are your thoughts?
It's been all West London so far, really, to be honest. We have had very, very few chances. They've got a very, very tricky winger there, number 11. He seems to always beating our players down their right hand side. So, whether it's a double mark her, try to take her out of the game, maybe we have to do that. But yeah, it's been all West London, undeserved. Oh, sorry, deserved towards then, sorry. But they had a penalty as well, which, funny enough, just didn't look like a penalty at all. It hit her in the chest. For me, it didn't look like a hit her in the arm. Arm wasn't really in an unnatural position. They took the penalty, it hit the crossbar, then it came back. And then the penalty taker got, I thought, got fouled in the box, which looked more of a penalty than the original one. But luckily, I didn't get anything from that, and it's just 3-1. Westminster needs to up their game in the second half.
I thought as well the general pace of the play, very slow.
Yeah, it looks like the players just sort of weren't running. They were just sort of dribbling really, really slowly the ball every time they got it. So maybe Westminster just needs to up the tempo of the game. They might catch West London on a counter-attack and get a few more goals because we need the win.
Less walking, more trying.
That is the message for the second half. Less walking, more running. In the box.
In the box.
In the box. Oh. Update score halfway through the second half. It is 4-2 to West London. Westminster playing a little bit better in this half, but we still let West London get that goal. It went 4-1 up to them, actually, and we got one back. But looks like we're still in the game. We're on the attack here. We've got a corner. So let's hope we can get two more goals and get an equaliser and maybe even get a winner.
There seems to be a couple of Westminster players playing very strongly, but then the rest of the team seems to be letting them down.
Yeah, there's a lot of players sort of going for challenges, looking like they care, but then the others just seem to be standing around doing nothing, really. There's some players I haven't really seen do anything in the game except concede goals.
They just want to go and get a burger.
They just want to get a burger and a pint and go home. That's all they want to do.
So, latest update from the Dragons game. Number 7, in the words of number 3, seems to have died. But she seems to be coming round now. But the pace of the game, this has just slowed it down even more than it already was.
Yeah, just nothing happening. It's like they have an inability to run.
But I did get actively involved. The game did come out of play and I kicked it straight back. What would you rate my kick?
Oh, 8.5 at least. 8.5, 100%. This is one of the most painful games of football I've had to watch. And I've been watching Fulham for the last 15, 20 years. And we've been awful. I mean, even that's been more exciting because we just would concede goals every 5 seconds, but nothing is just happening. Awful. Oh, they nearly get a goal from a corner. But yeah, just dreadful, diabolical. Just don't ever watch this team play. Ever. Again. So, yeah, it's full time now. 4-2 to West London. Dreadful game. Dreadful game. Most team really like they were trying, really. They may be trying now, but they weren't like that in the game. They just happened to finish their opportunities. We didn't. Although saying that, there wasn't really many opportunities in the game bar these 6 goals, really. So, yeah, just awful performance from Westminster, and hopefully we can bring it back in the men's football and the men and women's rugby.
I have just heard as well, if the men's football first teams win this, we'll be in the driving seat when it comes to the rugby.
That's great news to hear. That's what we want to know.
UWSU men's football.
So we're halfway through the first half of the men's football. 1-1 at the moment. A great first score from the captain, Jack Scott. What do you think of it so far, though? Our varsity veteran, Don Betts.
Well, it's been quite a 50-50 game. Chances going either way. But, I mean, they got their goal from a penalty, which was, quite frankly, nowhere near a penalty. Our player was just stronger than theirs. And the referee, being quite soft, gave it. But it was a great goal from us, actually. A long ball from our goalkeeper. It just went straight over the top, bounced. And then Jack Scott whacks it into the back of the net. But, yeah, they got the goal for the penalty. But apart from that, there haven't been any clear chances in the game so far. So a very sort of cagey affair. We're down on the wide position again. That right flank seems to be where a lot of the play is going for at the moment, on Westminster's left and West London's right flank. But they've got the ball in the centre here, West London, number 11. Plays it again out right to that right flank, but again, no one's there.
Captain Jack, stopping for a bit of a look, I said, maybe needing a bit of a refuel on the midline. What do you think about that, Dom?
Depends what flavour it is. If it's orange, correct decision.
Yeah, it is orange.
Brilliant decision there. Great decision. You know, the original will be a bit questionable, but, you know, orange is the one.
I think, though, maybe after that first goal, he's tired now. He needs the boost of a Lucas Aird.
Yeah, the goal didn't seem to sort of spur us on. We seemed to sort of slow down the play a bit, which is quite odd. I thought we'd start going, try to get two or three goals and sort of make the West London players quite depressed about the game. Just keep burying him like we did in the men's second when we won 8-0.
Come on, lads.
Go on.
Cross over.
Oh, come on. Do you understand how football works?
The touchline expert Don Betts there questioning if one of the UWL players actually understands the rule of football. Can you actually talk me through that?
Well, the referee just seems to be giving joke decisions. He seems to be on the ball, just a 50-50 challenge, and he just gives him a free kick every single time. It's a joke. It's an absolute farce, really.
It's 1-1.
Barrett. If that's a penalty, how is that not a penalty? Oh, Westminster have just had a very, very strong penalty claim. Jack Scott ran straight through in the box, but the officials dearly didn't see it deemed to be a penalty because he got shoved over by the defender from West London, but nothing given, which I think personally is a joke.
So if you were doing a team talk with the players at half-time, what would the advice be?
Well, get up for it. It's varsity. Put more passion into it. But I mean, I don't know. They seem to be going down the right flank, which seems to be effective. And every time we've gone down our right flank, we seem to have got past the defence. Maybe we need to start pushing out of the wings more and keep going down the line and whipping balls into the box. But maybe we don't have any adequate wingers for that play. But I still feel like wide play will be the best option for us right now.
But also, as well, some more clean tackles. There's a lot of rolling about on the floor like stranded turtles.
Yeah, everyone seems to be on the floor every 5 seconds, and it's just be a man. Get stuck in.
It's all kicked off here. People shouting at the ref, saying he does need a pair of glasses. He awarded a free kick to UWL. It went in, but it wasn't accepted, was it, Dom?
No, it just didn't go in. They thought they scored. I think it's all over. Well, it's not over, so, you know. But just so scrappy, this game. There's no clear-cut attacking options anywhere. Again, a goal kick, we're just winning for a header, which we just need. Maybe we need to start playing more possession-based because we just don't seem to have the ball. Ever since we get the ball, we just seem to be kicking it away for no reason whatsoever. So I don't know really what our game plan is. I can't really see what the manager's told them because there hasn't really been a game plan.
UWSU Men's Football.
Men's football, first team, second half, is just kicked off. And also, we've been joined by our lovely basketball correspondents, Stuart and Mark. Hello.
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 How's the day been?
It's been emotional, let's say. Lots of highs, lots of lows. But you've just joined
come
us
on,
at the football.
Come on.
What do you think of it so far?
Yeah, it seems like a nice intense encounter in comparison to the basketball. Basketball flew all over the shop today. Highs, lows, last minute winners, you name it, it was there.
Now, I have heard that if we win this game, we are in the driving seat when we go into the rugby, which hopefully will happen.
Yeah, I know the team have been playing well so far, and I think we can definitely go out there and get a win.
So, Stuart, you were actually a newbie to the basketball, weren't you?
Yeah, I kept calling the hoop, the net, the goal. I was calling it everything. Yeah, I'm not very good at basketball.
Are you looking forward, though, to the football now?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that the second half's going to be a bit more quality and hopefully get a couple of goals. So, Mark, we've been given the reins here at the football now. We're in charge.
We have indeed. Second half looking quite lively so far.
Yeah.
1-0's quite even.
The commentary's going to get better now.
Oh, of course. They always save the best till last, don't they?
Exactly. So, nothing really to kind of report on so far. It's been a bit end-to-end, but nothing. No major plays.
Yeah, everyone's looking a bit tired. I mean, we're only 10 minutes into the second half, but there's been glimpses of attacks.
Yeah, well, at the moment, I mean, we're kind of in the defensive area for the Dragons, and it's a goal kick. So we can pick up in a bit, can't we?
We can indeed.
So ball flows pump. In. He shoots. He scores! And West Brom
hits on the end of it from an Ed Dunbar cross.
What a goal. Oh, and the Dragons have gone 2-1 up.
Yes! Sings it aside here. Absolute chaos. Mo Buzza meets a header. And they've run to the corner. In unbelievable celebration. The linesman is absolutely fuming as people have thrown onto the field and the linesman can't keep his head straight.
So we've kicked off now from the Dragons going 2-1 up here, and there's definitely a buzz and an atmosphere going around the ground at the moment, especially from behind us here with the Dragons and the fans.
The tension is absolutely flying around Trailfinders ground. Dragons have the adrenaline. Everything is going towards the black and yellow at the moment and challenges are flying in. Yes. There's definitely another goal coming.
100%. And at the moment, as the ball's cleared up towards the right-hand flank as the Dragons shooting from right to left here at Trailfinders. Ball's played down the wing. Played into the Dragons box, but has not been met by anyone.
Ball spill in the box.
Oh, all he needed. All he needed was a little bit more power behind that, and he made it 2-2, but he didn't have it in him.
Good save by the goalkeeper.
Dragons have been let off there.
Yeah, Dragons are still in this. It's 2-1 to the Dragons. So we've just been told.
You've got to get the fire reactions.
Yeah. We've just been told that if this game stays the way it is, we've won varsity.
You know, I think it's fully deserved. There's been some great efforts in the team today. There's not long left. The linesman is shouting because everyone is eager to run on the pitch in celebration.
Yeah. Are we going to be joining them?
Of course we are. The champagne is ready. The final whistle will be going any minute. And as it stands, it's Dragons 2, Warriors 1.
Oh, the referee has his whistle to his mouth. It's getting towards the end here.
Just wait for these scenes.
Absolutely mental.
And they kick
it off now. Yeah! And there's a pitch invasion! Yeah! There's a pitch invasion! We've just won varsity 2017! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
There we go!
We've just won varsity! We've just won varsity! We've just done it! Here, Alex Mearns! How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing!
Yeah. Yeah! Go on! Well done, fella, we've just won varsity. How you feeling right now?
Very, very, very good.
Good.
You're feeling fucking great, my brother.